At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help! We suck at being newlyweds. I am Jared, joined via Zoom, Haylen and Dean, of course, who are together. It's like the first time you guys are together on the podcast in a while, I feel like. But that's because, Dean, you're literally climbing mountains.
We were supposed to be there last week, but I was gone for the day. We were together the week before that, weren't we? No, we weren't. That was Rob Thomas. That was like July 4th. Oh, I guess
Rob
we took
Thomas.
A week off.
Oh, God. What a man. What a man.
What a man. What a man.
What a man, bro.
Yeah, it's always good to be.
I hope everybody listened to that episode just quickly.
To be podcasted in the same room as this one here. I know. They should go back and listen to the Rob Thomas episode, though.
How
sure.
great was that episode?
When are we going to podcast in the same room together again, you think?
Dude, I don't know. I actually was talking to Kaylin about that last week on the podcast because I feel like it's such a different banter, you know, when we're all in the same room together. It sucks, but I mean, what are you going to do? You guys live in Vegas. I live in Rhode Island. You know, you guys are in LA more than me, but we should. You know what? iHeart and put it out there. You should just fly us all out on your dime, put us up in a nice hotel. We'll record, you know, a few episodes together, really just, you know, laugh, joke, get some good content. And then, you know, fly us first class back.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, at least us. For shorter flight, first class for us. Aren't you guys moving back to LA? Didn't you say something about that, right?
No. What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, man. Maybe just wishful thinking. But
yeah, I mean, Ashley, she's doing all right. I mean, here's the thing. Rhode Island is so seasonal that right now is a good time to be in Rhode Island because summer, it's like very beach town. Ashley loves being over there. So we really just got out of the storm that was January through really April. But she's doing all right. I mean, like, we're in Virginia. God bless you.
I'm so sorry.
Kaylin, do you get mad at his sneezes?
You know what? I've learned to accept it. And his brother's wife, so our sister-in-law, texted me and she's like, just so you know, this is genetic and prepare for your kids to have a loud sneeze too, because their baby that's like a month old, she said, has the loudest sneeze she's ever heard in her entire life. So I just have to make do.
Ashley will not say God bless you if I sneeze too loudly.
What?
Yeah. She's like, that's annoying. She's like, you're doing it on purpose. And I said, no, when I sneeze, I'm getting it out, baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm not this. I mean, Kaylin, do you hold your sneezes in? I feel like a lot of girls do that, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I think my sneezes have become louder since dating him. And sometimes they like irk me or scare me and hurt my ears. But I am.
Your sneezes.
And especially if we're in a car together, they hurt my ears. But no, I feel like they've gotten louder. I used to have quiet sneezes and now they're a little loud.
Good for you. You're coming out of your shell.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Kaylin having a loud sneeze. It's like a little petite one. But Rhode Island's good. She's doing better. We're in Virginia right now visiting her family. It's also Dawson has just gotten so much better over the past few months. I will never understand anybody who says that they're the baby, like the infant phase is their favorite phase. You crazy. Because don't get me wrong. Babies are so cute. Dawson was so cute as a baby. He's no teeth and he's literally just a blob laying there, which is adorable. But he is so much more fun now. I was just wrestling with him on the couch and he's laughing and he's engaging and he's talking like he's not saying words, but he's like, ba-da-bo-ba-ba-ba. And he's pointing. And I'm like, dude, I have no idea what you're saying right now. And he's wobbling while walking and trying to like put his hand on the table. He looks like, you know, a drunk man at 2 a.m. trying to get home. And it's phenomenal. And he's sleeping through the night now. He still requires so much attention. He's exhausting because you can't sit down with him, as every parent would tell you. You know, it's just like you don't sit down. But it's so much better now than when he was. Oh, my God. The idea of having a second kid. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast last week, but like I think we're going to start trying next month. And I'm just dreading every second of it. I want more kids. Don't get me wrong. But like, holy crap. The idea of getting back into that phase of just like Ashley being pregnant and sick and then, you know, the baby comes and then we're just up every 3 hours from what Dawson was over a year not sleeping. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. But just like doing that all over again while also having an infant and then trying to run Audrey's is just going to and then keeping Ashley happy in Rhode Island. I'm like, holy shit, this is.
Tell us how you really feel. Keep going. What else you got?
Well, that's the main objective right now, is that trying to figure out we're obviously going to have more kids. Because here's the thing, and I was talking to other parents about this, and that we're all on the same page. I don't know why people don't talk about this. It's like, listen, the first year is just, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be bad. It's going to be great because you love your kids and, you know, you see them start to grow and they're here and everybody loves being around them and they're just little babies. And like the first time they smile or first time they make eye contact or say like a word, it's adorable and it's wonderful. But like those are moments, you know, that make up probably like 15 minutes of what ends up being 365 days of the year, you know, and the rest of the time it's going to be you just got to breathe. Remember to breathe. You're alive. And then after the first year, and then they start like becoming a little bit more independent and Dawson like is sleeping through the night and then it gets better. And now they're kids and they get to play together and it's so much fun. But like there's going to be a year. It's just going to be bad.
Do you ever talk to Tanner about this stuff?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's cool. Just like he's, you know, it's just terrible.
How many kids do they have now? They have like 4, right?
They have 17. They have 3.
3.
But it all happened like because it was 3. I think they had 3 under 3 because they had Emmy and then they were trying for Brooks for a little while. And I think it took them like 7 months. So not long in the grand scheme of things, but a little while. And then Reed, I mean, dude, I think she was pregnant like 3 months after she gave birth to Brooks. Something wacky that it was just like fast. And so they had 3 kids fast. And, yeah, I just rough times, but wonderful times, but rough times.
I don't know how you could do that. I'm nervous for one, let alone like be pregnant for 3 years almost. Oh my gosh.
Are we just more selfish as a society now? Because now Ashley and I feel guilty.
Yeah. I don't know. The thought of kids really freaked me out. And then multiple.
Well, I mean, you already take care of one kid.
It's just, yes. Hey, rude. It's funny because you were so pro children when we first met and you've slowly slipped.
That's because I was 23 when I met you. Yeah. And I was like, I have so much life to live before I think about kids. Now I'm 28 and I still have a few years, but it's like, it's a lot closer. Ticking. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, actually this could happen. And I'm a little freaked out by it.
Oh, I have to feel like you were more excited about kids when we first met is what I'm saying.
And I said that's because that was like so far in it, you know, years away. And now it's a lot closer.
I don't follow that logic, but I'll but it's okay. I don't have to follow it.
I was a young kid who's like, eventually I'll have kids. And now I'm older and it could happen and it freaks me out.
I see.
Do you?
Not really still, no.
Trick
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I think parents, because like now I can tell someone else, be like, it's great having kids. You know, it really is. Like I come home and Dawson, he goes, dad, dad. And I'm like, all right, well, that's, you know, worth every night's rest I never got over the past year. That one moment of him just looking at me with the biggest smile, dad, 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 dad. So it's great. It's amazing. Like you will love it. It's just like now Ashley and I are getting into the phase of being like, all right, this is all great things now. Cause we've always loved Dawson so much. That's the best part of having a baby is that like you experience this love over time. Like we've talked about on the podcast. When I first saw Dawson, you know, when he came out in the delivery room, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're going to get this overwhelming sense of love that you've never experienced before. And it's going to be euphoric and it's just going to be unlike anything you felt. And I was like, guys, I'm not feeling that. Like, obviously, he's my son. It's a crazy moment, but like, am I psychotic? And then now it's grown to a point where I would, oh, yeah. I mean, if I had other kids, it would be a different story, but I'd probably kill myself if something happened to Dawson.
If someone came to your house right now and said, it's either you or the baby,
oh my God, shoot me 7 times before you even look at Dawson.
Nice.
It's not
nice.
Even, the thought would never even cross my mind.
It's a good dad right there.
Well, you guys will experience that. You know, it's just like,
if someone said it's either Dean or the baby, yeah, I guess I'd probably be dead, I guess.
Are you insane? If you didn't tell me, I would judge you if you told me to kill Dawson.
I would want you to kill the baby.
I would judge you so hard.
Like, I don't want to die. No, thankfully, that's not a choice, obviously.
This is the most horrible conversation we could possibly ever have on this podcast. But if someone came in and was, I feel so bad saying this, but if someone was like, it's either Dawson or Lois. I love Lois so much. She's the best.
The
I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, that. I can't believe you even think that there's a comparison there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, but I think about before I had Dawson, about the love I have for Lois and still have for Lois, but it's just so much different now than it was prior. And I know every parent tells you that, but to actually experience it and be like, I love my dog so much. But if that dog even looks at, like, there's been times when Lois, like, you know, has a little moment with Dawson and it's like, Lois, I will not hesitate to like put you outside right now if you even think about hurting Dawson.
I thought you were going to say Ashley or Dawson, not the dog or Dawson.
No, that's, you know, that's a tough, but of course, the same thing. Like if Ashley and I were ever in peril, I think both of us would say, you make sure Dawson is protected before anything with us.
Yeah. But you guys, if you guys still have each other, you could just make a new one.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I could look at Dawson and be like, bro, we could just create another one.
Your version 1.0, dude. We got plenty more chances. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably weird to put yourself in those hypotheticals because it's like human nature to kind of think about. But obviously, you never want to be in those shitty situations.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, do you guys ever think about like when you're laying in bed, home invasion?
Oh, all the time.
No, I don't.
All the time.
I don't really think about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know where the gun is.
You don't know how to use it. I need to go to a shooting range.
You sure do.
Yeah. I don't really love having a gun in the house, but it's Dean's gun to protect himself in the van. Which, right?
That's what I got it for, yeah. And you know where it is. You don't, you know, just don't shoot yourself.
My grandpa was a firearms instructor for the FBI, so I feel like I've got some good good shots in me.
Yeah, some good genes.
Yeah.
Damn. So where are you guys in the world right now? Are you both in Colorado?
We're both in Colorado. We're in Denver until tomorrow, head to LA, and then back to Vegas.
Yeah, Kaylin's got a bachelorette party to go to this weekend.
Dean's got a golf tournament to go to this weekend.
Why do you say it like that? As if I'm like...
Well, we both got things in LA.
Yeah, but you said it as like a retort to what I was saying, as if it...
It felt like it... Well, I'm not the only one going to LA for...
Oh, but I'm just saying you got a fun bachelorette party to go to this weekend.
Yeah, Catalina. Never been to Catalina. Have you guys?
No.
Just the wine mixer.
Yeah.
Just the wine, just the fucking Catalina wine mixer. Yeah. No, that'll be fun. You should have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. And Catalina looks beautiful. So, and it's going to be hot this weekend. It's going to be in like the upper 90s in LA, which is crazy.
Dean, how is your mountain climbing going before the wedding? Are you on pace?
It's good, man. Yeah, I'm actually ahead of schedule, which is really nice. But I am taking the next 5 days off. So that'll probably put me like... right at or behind schedule. But then I'm taking the next days on, 8 days on. So that'll put me ahead of schedule. But then I'm going to take a couple of days off. So I'll be behind. All right. Yeah, it's going well. I just did the hardest one I've done yet, which is like this traverse. There's 4 great traverses, they call it. And I did the first one 3 days ago. And it was good. It was a little scary at times. I finally turned my satellite phone on so I can text Kaylin basically all the time. And we were actually just talking about that because she's very stressed out about me going on these journeys by myself. So I was like, well, we have this phone now and it's 20 cents a message and she'll send me one word messages. And I'm like, Kaylin, you need to put everything into one message because every message costs me 20 cents.
Okay, because that's how I text. I text like, you know, little, I feel like some people text in full paragraphs. They get all their thoughts out in a full paragraph. And then people just like send consecutive messages. And I'm trying to teach myself. I've been texting since I was, 15? How to text differently now.
She'll be like, shoot, that's okay. How's your day going? All in different messages. I'm like, Kaylin, these are 20 cents a piece right now. Put them all in the same message.
Yeah, Kaylin, you're the sweetest, but my God, texters like you are just the absolute worst. Because for example, when I'm on the podcast, my mom will text me and it's like ding ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, someone better have just died if I'm getting five text messages in a row. But of course it's not. She goes, oh, okay. Love you. Do you need dinner? We have leftovers. And I'm like, oh my God, please. For the love of God, I'm doing something.
I have friends who are those texters, and I'm definitely not that one. But, you know, if I spell a word wrong, I'll type it. And I'm like, oh, I guess I don't really need to waste, you know, correcting my bad grammar or my mistake on, you know, if it's costing you 20 cents a message.
Yeah. Yeah. So that anyways, but that's good for us because Kaylin's been stressed out about me being up there. So it's nice to be able to stay in contact at all times.
Yeah. Well, you said the last one was a little scary. What is your definition of scary when climbing a mountain?
Well, yeah, it's a really good question.
You should show the photo.
Well, like I said, it's considered one of the great traverses in Colorado. There's four of them. So it's it really only gets up to class four. But like, you know, you're scaling a wall, basically Tom Cruise intro of Mission Impossible 3 or whatever it is. And you're doing
Mission
that.
Mission Impossible 2, but I digress.
Oh, my apologies. It's basically like that kind of stuff where like you're a lot of exposure, which means like if you fall, you're not just falling a couple feet. You're like falling down a mountain.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, it's Joe.
And Serena here from Bachelor Happy Hour.
We have a really exciting episode dropping on Wednesday. We will be the one and only podcast talking to the new Golden Bachelor, Gary.
I know you've seen the teasers for it and you've probably heard about the show for ages, but now it's happening and the Golden Bachelor has been revealed.
We are talking to Gary about how he's getting ready for his journey, what his friends and family think about all this, and what he is most excited and nervous about in taking on the role of the first Golden Bachelor.
Plus, he is revealing exactly what kind of woman he's hoping to meet, only to us in an exclusive interview with Bachelor Happy Hour.
I mean, after talking to him, I personally think he's going to fall in love with multiple women.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think Gary is such a star. I feel like the women are going to be head over heels for him, and the audience is going to love him as well.
I think he's a star. I think he's a confident man, but I just don't think he knows what he's getting into. He's about to date a multitude of women.
I mean, I think the experience will be amazing for him and just as amazing for us to follow along.
Oh, I agree. So, Bachelor Nation, make sure to tune in to Bachelor Happy Hour on Wednesday. Just like Gary, we promise it will be worth the wait.
And don't forget to subscribe.
So when you say you're, because I guess I always envisioned when you said you're climbing these things, especially from your Instagram, it's like a hike almost.
Yeah. Well, there's 58 of them and like 45 are hikes. But then there's like 10 of them that are like actual climbs. And Kaylin was just talking to me yesterday because now she's motivated to maybe do one with me. And she was like, well, let's do one of these ones. I was like, no, I've already done all the easy ones. The hard ones are now, like, I was doing the easy ones to get ready for the hard ones, essentially. But yeah, so there's just like some climbing and like exposure and, you know, being up there by myself isn't necessarily the most fun thing in the world. The satellite phone helps me feel
connected. You're probably the safest because if something happens, at least if you're with someone.
Yeah, I was going across this traverse and I went to go put my foot down on this rock and the rock like slipped out and I fell straight onto my back and I got stabbed in the back by a rock and I got so lucky because it's like maybe 2 inches to the right of my spine. But I was wondering, like, if it landed on my spine, I probably could have really hurt myself. But now I just got like this big gnarly mark.
How far did you fall?
Just like I was just like doing a big step. And the rock like slipped out from under me and then I fell onto another rock, like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like I fell off a cliff or something like that. But I'm just saying like, you know, 2 more inches to the left, that could have rendered me a little bit more helpless, I guess.
Yeah, you would have been rolling down the aisle.
Yeah, but I'd like to do it with people. It's hard to find hiking partners. People will volunteer and I have some friends that like are planning to meet me on certain ones, but like 58 mountains is so many things to plan a climbing partner for. And people get angry at me on Instagram for hiking with girls because they think it's unfair of me to do. But it's what it is.
I'd rather him be safe. That, like, I don't know. I'd feel more comfortable when he's with another person. And it's so stupid. He does have people like coming after him on Instagram. Like, this is so disrespectful. And it's like, it's not disrespectful.
They bring you up, Jared. They're like, Jared would never do this to Ashley. Wells would never do it to Sarah. Ben would never do it. I swear to God, they're all up in my DMs. Jared, Wells, and Ben would never do this to their wives.
Should I go on a hike with a girl and post about it? To be like, oh, Jared did it.
Yeah. That would be pretty funny. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's going good, though. The mountain climbing thing. I'm losing some weight. One of the big reasons I wanted to do this was because I wanted to look a little slimmer and a little sexier for the wedding. And I got to say, it's working pretty well. It's going well.
Dean posted his first shirtless selfie in 5 years.
Yeah, I posted a shirtless selfie on my Instagram story. That's how you know it's going well.
Oh, how did I miss that?
Yeah, you missed out. It's going good. I like still feel like I've got a long way to go to be in shape. And I just put down a whole medium Domino's pizza last night. So feeling a little so bloated good. Right now. But
oh, you're fine.
It does feel good. And I'm not drinking as much booze. I maybe drink like twice a month now. I used to drink a little bit more than that. So So it's going good from a fitness perspective. Although I still get really tired really fast. I'm still old, fat, and slow, but I've been sleeping up on some of the summits lately, and that's been pretty fun. So I like hike.
Doesn't that help you acclimate too?
It helps. So the nice thing about that is it does help you. I'm already acclimated, I guess, but your body works a lot harder at higher elevations. Like when I was in Pakistan and we were above 15,000 feet the entire time, your body is like working harder to maintain itself. So you're burning more calories from just literally doing nothing. And so sleeping on the summits of these mountains is like good for my fitness, you know, like it makes me burn more fat, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, these videos are pretty spectacular. Holy shit. I was looking at the one where you high-fived what looks like a girl.
That's
on top of
the mountain. Girl. Yeah.
It's a girl. And feel free to slide into the comments.
I don't see anything, which is very sad. So I'm assuming it's in your DMs.
You can restrict comments. So like they still see the comment and you still see it, but no one else can see it. I don't care. It's my social media. I'm allowed to monitor it as I see fit.
Yeah, you can do whatever the hell you want.
It was really when this person was said something along the line and they were going ham and it was a fake account and they just made it and had one follower, like that kind of thing. They said something like Dean has a checkered history with infidelity. And that's when I drew the line. I was like, okay, sure. Yeah. I've cheated on an ex before. But that's like a completely different person than I am now. So F off, you're restricted.
Restricted.
And then I requested to follow them on Instagram and I don't think that they ever accepted.
Why?
Any posts? Do they have any posts up there?
They had no posts or anything. I just want to get to know this person better. You know, it was a burner account. They probably don't know me in real life, but maybe they do. Mm. I was just interested to maybe get to know this person better. Not from like a hostile standpoint, just out of curiosity.
I used to go back and forth with a hater online, but it wasn't, it was like, I never knew who it was, but she would say some funny things. I can't remember exactly what it was. Pretty much just like, she first commented on my appearance and just like saying like, I don't know, something that was ugly or something like that. But then we'd go back and forth and I would be like, thank you for the follow. You're one of my faves. And then she would always just like respond to my stories and just hate on me, but in kind of like a playful way. And honestly, I think we formed some kind of a friendship throughout the years. I haven't talked to her in a while though.
Ah, sad.
Well, on the hater train, Dean said something really nice two podcasts ago about being in love with me and stuff. And the people that always comment on the videos of the podcast videos were silent. They didn't say one freaking word. And I'm like, come on, you have to just.
No.
It's okay.
But
I like it. I'm a punching bag. I can take the punches.
And you feed into it.
I'm happy to do it. Punch me all you want.
You troll them back.
Punch me right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it's so much more dominated by positive things. Who cares? If people aren't hating on you, you're obviously not doing something right. Like, you don't want to be universally loved because that means you're just either A, boring, or two, not being authentic to yourself. Because there are so many things that I post about that people are like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. Like, it is, but I love it.
But I love it. Your mustache, I've pieced it together. It kind of looks like Tom Sandoval. And I mean that.
No.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that negatively at all. But do you see?
I do.
You're like a sexier version of Tom Sandoval.
But Tom just has the mustache. Tom doesn't have.
That's
any,
true. That's true.
Got it. And he is the one who's in all the hot water.
Yeah, he is. But this works for you. This look works.
His doesn't.
Your hair is coming in a little thicker on the cheeks too than it normally does.
Dude, you know what it is? So the barber that I go to, I swear to God, if you're single and you're a dude, you need to go to a barber. You don't go, with all due respect to all like the hair salons and everything good out there. Maybe you have a great hairdresser. My point being is that like, dude, I started going to a barber, I don't know, a year and a half ago. His name is Caleb. I just feel, I'm like, dude, I mean, not that anything would change. I would end up with Ashley and be happily in love and everything worked out. But I was like, man, I wish I had this when I was single. Cause like the way he lines up, all he does is line up my beard and it looks fuller.
I see.
I swear to God.
Barbershops, secret weapon for the single guys out there.
Dude, I'm not joking. I think every person out there, if you're single right there, if you're a guy and you're looking to like clean up your face, clean up your hair a little bit, like look a little bit more put together, go to a barber because they're just going to, literally he just lines me up. I leave there with a fuller beard. I swear to God, he adds hair to my face.
Good to know. On that note, you guys, I think it's time for us to say goodbye, right? Jared, do you want to bring us out of here?
Of course, Kaylin Dean, you're wonderful. Good luck with your travels to LA. Kaylin, have fun. Dean, I hope you shoot under an 80. And make sure everybody listening, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you guys tune in later this week. We have a special episode dropping Thursday, I believe. And then make sure you tune in next week to Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds, because hopefully, you know, let's change it up. There's nothing wrong with sucking, guys. Hopefully we suck a little bit more.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.